I'm gonna get millions for all of this. Because I'm talking to her and she's getting paid a wage, yeah, to talk to me, yeah, I'm allowed to record the minutes of the conversation. I'm allowed to do that by law, by hand, or I can do it in digital form. I'm not allowed to record everyone else, but I'm allowed to record her. She's been paid a wage by the state to deal with me, and I'm taking the minutes of that meeting in a digital form. I ain't had to get in a car and go and meet her. It doesn't stand for nothing. The world has evolved and we can phone people and I can take minutes by recording them conversations down the phone. around public with it, fuck them. Tree looks haggard. What did he do to it? Hello. I was just speaking to a lady a little while ago on the phone in regards to issues I was having with my case, and I'm trying to still get them resolved. We never got to the finer points that need to be addressed or adhered to.
Do you have your case number, please?
The case number is D. Hang on a second. I've got two. I've got so many folders here. Cases. Hang on one second. The new case number is E00ED049. Can I say something? Yeah. See the woman, there's a woman that's making allegations against me in the folder called Raviti Mathieu. She's been attacking me for 2 years. There's 500 emails to the councils and MPs before she ever made a complaint about me. Her complaint, she wrote a letter saying that she believes that I'm a drug addict to cover up what they had done to me and Shannon in my home and what the council would let them do. So this is all over me supposedly being a drug addict, and because they believe I stabbed a set of tyres in 2016. Then the new claim here is because they believe when I was on the phone to Lemmy, the council, I've told him that I'm going to kill him. In fact, I've got the true recording, and I told Lemmy what really happened in the recording. I'll play it to you at court. What really happened is I phoned Lemmy to say to him, this is out of order, can you address the freedom of all the subject access requests and that in. All the MPs are in the first 500 emails, all Joanne Ryan, everyone's attached in every email, yeah? So now I phoned Lemmy, and I'd done my homework on Lemmy, yeah, because I had his name at that time, and I found a woman, a company address with a woman called Tracy Willis. So when I spoke to Lemmy, I did wind him up a bit. I said to him, oh, I found Tracy Willis, is she related to you on the public board, the public information board? Then he said to me, I've got the recording, he goes, I'm going to kill your mum, I'm going to kill your family, I'm going to kill the lot of you. Now I've got that recording here. Now after I put the phone down to him and that happened, he phoned up the police and said that I threatened him down the phone, turned the story the other way around. The police come and arrested me. This was on the 1st of January. They never charged me. Now, 6 months has been over. Yeah, so the time limitation's been over and they never charged me. So the case gets thrown out. There was not enough evidence for criminal conviction. Now, at the same time, the day I got arrested, he went to your court and he put his third application into you that's fraudulent, which is these claims that I threatened him. Now, I've got the recording. I've been in that lower court since 2016 for cases, and I've not once been allowed to show any of my evidence. I've not got further than a preliminary hearing. I've not been allowed to explain my
version of events to nobody, but I've been under conditions because of your court has been agreeing for this to happen since 2016. Now, what's happened is, now the case is criminal case of it, threats have been thrown out. Lemmy's still using the emergency application, and I've still not managed to get to my trial or have a jury in front of me in regards to these matters. Now, they're saying because I was supposed to have got served on the 1st for this application of January, yeah, they're saying because I attended court on the 5th, I must be aware of this. And now because I'm saying that I'm not aware that I was served, they're saying because I turned up to court on the 5th, they believe I was served because I knew about it. In accordance to the law, preliminary of being served, you have to be served by hand, an affidavit of service. I was never served that. I was in a police cell because I got arrested for threats to kill. While I'm in the police cell, a gentleman come to my front door and he put a letter through my letterbox, which is the affidavit of service. My mother come to my house while I was in the police station, picked up the affidavit of service, and she's left my house with it. Now, I've got all that on recording because my camera points to my letterbox from the inside of my house. So you can see my mum walking, her opening up the letter with my uncle and that, and them leaving the house with it. So I was never really served, yeah? And you can see that in the video evidence also. On top of that, I never really threatened Lemmy threatened me and my mum. Now, I've noticed on all of the court papers, some of them have a seal on it, a court stamp of seal. But by law, every seal is supposed to have a signature under it, otherwise none of them are valid. I've got the case papers for it here. I've got a litigation book, what it's called is the civil litigation book 2016 to 2017, and it shows me every form used up filling and how they're supposed to be stamped and sealed. I've got the case number here from the police misconducts book, and from the police misconducts book, where it says that if a case ain't got the seal and a stamp on it, that it's been taken to court. It was called Meffy or something, and I phoned up the solicitor who had the case, and he said to me, if there's no stamp and no signature below the seals and no seal on them, that you shouldn't let it's against the law, and I should bring prosecution against the court for what they've done to me. Yeah. Now you don't have not one signature in 4 applications. The court has not once stamped the seal and signed underneath it. All of the paperwork has just been fabricated. They're letting a solicitor in the lower court in Enfield Council do all of the signatures. Not one judge has signed any of the paperwork that I have here. Not from the lower court. Not one judge has signed. All they've done is put a judge's name, old Diz so and so, which I believe is Amela Diz. What's her name? The district. I've got all their names and all their pictures and everything. Alison Ruth Diaz. I think she's the solicitor. Yeah. And one of the judges. I believe that might be her first name. I just know it's Diz, yeah. Diaz, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Now, you still there, madam? Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. Now that Diaz and all the rest of the judges and everything, I've recorded them all and everything, and I would like to come to court. I'd like to show the threats to kill were fraudulent, that Lemmy forged the first application of possession and all that, and he forged the second one. I've got lots of evidence to prove. I've got all the recordings from the first conversation I had with Lemmy to the end, and I explained to Lemmy how it started. Is he didn't know about an emergency application, what one was, and he's just done litigation come out of Westminster. So I was winding Lemmy up saying, well, all your case papers are out of the time limitation act as well as this here problem, yeah. So he copied and pasted all of his case paperwork and copied and pasted it all into the computers. Now I've done a Freedom of Information Act to the council and stripped their computers. Now it shows me anytime any person calls for their services, CFS. Now you can see the dates of the Matthew Yilligan's calling, and then you can see where Lemmy copied and pasted it. He slammed loads of aggressively banging on the neighbours next door and that door, aggressively banging on next door, and he copied and pasted it and slammed it all in. Now you can tell by the recording that's what he done from the corner I have of him, and I'm explaining to him, well, his company is holding me in my house illegally because they forged the first ASBO and they've got no signatures on it. And police can he call an emergency meeting to get that rectified. Onstead he called an emergency meeting and used to do this to cover it all up, yeah, and not pay me the money that, and my, what I'm entitled to for their errors and misconduct. Now I'm concerned for what's happening. I've been told by a judge. I've phoned up the doctors and I've explained to the doctors everything. The doctors are saying they don't really want to come out, but they're most likely come out tomorrow. They're going to look at all the video evidence that I've got on my report and my website and everything, and we're going to have to see what I'm saying there. I've shown the police the video the other day of me not being served, of the letterbox, and the police have agreed that the injunction is not on me. The police said that the injunction cannot be on me, and it's not fair that a judge is sending me to court to see a doctor when I have this evidence. Yeah. Now, yes, madam.
You know, I appreciate what you're saying, but you know, we're not legally trained. You have to put whatever you have to say in writing.
Yeah, but I can't read and write, and I'm not allowed a solicitor at the moment because no one will tell me whether the injunction's been activated. I've wrote to your court and asked your court, yeah, and the judges, and I've explained to them the injunction wasn't ever on me. I've got the evidence for this. Now, to make that even, I've asked for them to be able to call it back to court and let me have my say. I've not been allowed to speak since 2016. In any of them courtrooms, but I've been on applications since then, and I've won every single one. Now the people that are putting the application against me just recently put their name inside of the folder. What they made a mistake of doing, this is very important, what I'm going to explain to you now, yeah, I just explained it to the police, it comes under terrorism. She put a doctor's note in there. Now most people that go to the doctors use their original home address or their mother's address. Now she put 14 Netley Drive in there. So now I've done a check on that 14 Netley Drive because it never got scripted that. Now I found her real surname and her marriage name. She owns over 100. She owns 50 houses in her real name, and she went and used. She's every house that she got on the electron roll. She changes her name, so she's claiming on Raviti Yagajar. Then she's got Yagajar Raviti, Mafi Iligan Yagajar. Now what they're doing is these 50 houses are all gathering money. Now they're Sri Lankan. There was a war in Sri Lanka from 1983 when the dad come to this country at 16 and had. He had to leave the country because something happened to his mum and that, or to her and the family because of the war, yeah? Sri Lankan Jinnadagus War, it's called, yeah? Now, he's an accountant, and he owns, like, 20 businesses, all accountants, and he owns loads of houses, like 100. Now, he's using her name all of his life to hold all of the houses. Her real name, Raviti Yogajara, her name is. Now, he's holding all the houses in her real name, yeah? And avoiding taxes. Then he's using his own name and declaring some of the things that he's doing, yeah? Now, because when she wanted to get married, all these houses would have got declared. So she went to the registry and she forged her name, R-A, she used instead of R-E. She used Fambrajar to get married to Mafi Iligan, when her real name is R-E, Raviti, Yogajar, her real name is, yeah? And she's used a fake name, got married in a fake name, so she's not even really married in real life. To cover up, to nick another council flat. Now they've nicking the council flat. She's already got 50 houses. I've done all the checks. Now all these 50 houses are sending money over because I can prove all the transactions through a kids' Indian school over £1 million, and it's going over to terrorism because the war only just finished in 2009. Now, when you check her real name, Raviti, R-E-V-T-H-I, Fambrajar, yeah, you will notice that there was a suicide bomber in her own hometown. Sivavan Yogajar, which is she put a bomb on her and was going to blow everyone up. Now you check her family name, all the rest of her family are dead, yeah, like all fighting and the rest of it in wars and that. Now the dad's shipping all money out because something happened to him and he had to leave the country. You can see all the transfers and all the money going across. I found it all, yeah, going across where he's shipping money to support the war over there. Now they've got a bloke called Lavajara who's the bloke Kenefaran who's been sleeping in their front room attacking me. Now here's the solicitor that got hit. The Fajara family name is the solicitor that dealt with the bombing in Sri Lanka, yeah, and got the sister off, her sister or her mum or her cousin, whoever it is. Now when you check the bomber's name, the bomber's name against Fambrajar, which is the marriage name she used, it comes up as the bomber's name. When you swap it around as well for the other surname that I know for her, the bomber uses the other. So the suicide bomber uses both surnames that she uses as well. And the person she's got sleeping on the front room floor attacking me, who shouldn't be in that flat, he's got the surname of the solicitor that got that person off. Plus, she's got over 50, I'm telling you, I've got all of them, the houses. I can prove they're all playing games online, telling them how to transfer the money, how to build credit. Each house has like 50, like they have like 20 people living on the electron roll, and they're fake names. Now, when I'm doing checks on the names, these are people that have been done for terrorism in...
You've been going, because I've allowed you to speak.
Yeah, go on,
of course. We've been speaking non-stop for 12 minutes.
Yeah,
can you just confirm your address for me, please?
109 Burncroft Avenue. Burncroft Avenue.
Have you you received the order sent to you from the court, I think it would address everything you're talking about.
No, the order says that because I never attended court, because I attended court on the 5th, yeah, because I attended court on the 5th, and they believe that I was served on the 1st. Now, I've got a recording of the letter, me being in a police station, and the bloke serving the letter through my letterbox, yeah, and my mum coming into my house, picking up the affidavit of service, and she leaves while I'm still in the police station. Now, I've got that video evidence to prove I was never served, yeah, because my mum's took the affidavit, read it with other people in my front room while I'm in a police station, then she's left my house with it. So how could have I ever been served in accordance to law if the paperwork was never given to me? My mum told me she was going to court on the 5th, yeah, and that's the yous that wanted me, because she read the affidavit in the front room while I was in the police station and left my house. So I got him, so I come to the court on the 5th because my mum told me that yous that wanted me, not because I knew what was in the application.
Can I just say something? You have a hearing coming up on the 26th.
Yeah, but you're telling me I've got to go and see doctors. Why should I have to see doctors if I've got all this evidence here now and you've not allowed me? You're allowing them to run down to you and do emergency applications, but you're not allowing me to come down. Can I come down to the court today and can I show you my evidence and can we get them arrested for everything I can prove to you now?
We can't do that because you don't have an appointment. We don't need...
Can I make an appointment then, please?
The best thing is for you to wait until the hearing.
I'm not waiting until the 26th with a fraudulent application, knowing that you're leaving people upstairs banging at me. Yeah, they're banging at me, setting me up, trying to activate the injunction that you've allowed them to put on me fraudulently in the beginning. And now they're phoning up the police every day trying to activate the injunction. The police are coming to my house nicking me. While I'm recording you on the phone, the police are at my front door trying to...
Are you recording me right now?
Yeah, that's correct, in accordance to the...
I have to terminate the call.
I'm allowed to... Can I say something to you, yeah? Let me explain to you why I'm allowed to record you, yeah?